Easy at 105.9 and 100.7, continuous light favorites. And Monty in the Morning, the morning show, and this is the time of the week where we jump in. The Scott Richards Show jumps in, and we have our weekly chat with Dr. Brian Adler from South Strand Internist or Dr. J. Vance Vandergriff from Strand Urgent Care. Dr. Adler is with us today, and we were chatting about all of the different ways that people can take control of their health, and sometimes it's non-traditional. And Dr. Adler, first of all, good morning and welcome. And, you know, you said something very interesting. You were trying to explain how people can take control of their own health, and sometimes that comes in non-traditional ways.
Good morning, Scott. Yes, I think the important thing that I try to relate to patients that come to see me is that, you know, not every solution is in a pill or a particular procedure or, you know, one of the other more traditional things that medicine has to offer. And again, one of the problems that I see with people that have a variety of conditions where they've seen multiple doctors and they've been on many different medications, sometimes they've had multiple operations and surgeries and are still struggling and are still looking for the medical answer. And again, for many different conditions, I think the physician should be more than just a pill pusher or someone that's going to refer them to another expert specialist, mm-hmm. but to actually kind of be a guide and to help patients look for safe and reasonable ways to help their condition and to help themselves. And again, I think that's an important role that the physician should provide.
Well, let's talk about some of the more typical circumstances where this might come into play. You know, you mentioned when we were off the air, you talk about herbal and supplements, those types of things. How do you guide people through that, and how do we stay away from those that are sort of could be potentially dangerous?
Well, in that circumstance, again, I often will have people who will either ask me about it. They'll either say, you know, I'm trying some of these things, I think they're helping me, or they would like to explore that. And my response to that is, that's fine. I'll work with you on that. So, again, if someone is recommending some things for you or you're currently on something that seems to be helping you, you know, let me just see what's in it. Most of these are very safe products.
Okay.
Again, if they're helping, I say that's great. If they're not helping, and again, they're spending a lot of money or they're switching them from one thing to another and they're spending money, you know, often I'll say, I don't think that's the direction you want to go. And, you know, let's try to look at some other reasonable options. So, you know, that's one of many different examples of people sort of asking for permission or just asking my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm very cautious to tell people they can't or shouldn't do something unless there's some, you know, really potentially dangerous or costly treatment that somebody is offering. But many different modalities are available out there that can be helpful. And again, many do benefit, you know, once again, they've been sort of given that approval. Many, particularly my sort of older generation patients who are very accustomed to really wanting the physician's approval and just making sure that, again, they got the physician's stamp of approval, you know, might be a little reluctant or afraid to do mm-hmm. alternative things. So, again, I think one of the important roles I have is to just sit with them and explain to them, you know, here are different things that might help you. It's reasonable. It's worth pursuing. And then, again, we can just sort of reevaluate, you know, how it's working or not.
Now, what are some of the areas that you have found to be most effective in alternative treatment for whatever conditions may be there, without being specific because we don't want to prescribe things over the radio, but what are some of the things that we should be maybe considering that we don't normally include in our quote-unquote medical approach?
So, again, the non-traditional things that can be very helpful are sort of these sort of mind-body type of approaches.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some of that is working through either massage therapy,
okay.
acupuncture, a variety of different types of forms of body movement, exercise, yoga, tai chi, exploring some of the spiritual or mind-body connections, which often, again, is exploring a completely new dimension that people sometimes have never even looked at, as well as some of these herbals and different kinds of things that come in a variety of forms, or naturopathic or homeopathic remedies, which some of them can come in a tablet, or even in aromas and smells, or creams, and a variety of different things that for some people can be very effective.
Now, I know somebody that spends a good bit of energy on meditation, and it's a way for him to stay healthy. And he is a relatively healthy person. He swears by that. So you would include that?
I definitely would include that. Again, it's... And again, I don't think anyone would disagree with the fact that, you know, our brain, our mind is connected to our physical body. There's constant interaction. One has to be healthy to affect the other. So to restore or to maintain health, there has to be balance. So, you know, the idea of having a balanced physical and mental condition by whatever methods, and again, that's not always going to come in the form of a pill or a procedure or a surgical intervention, but may come in a variety of different ways, whether it's working with someone to sort of balance the mind, body, and the physical. And again, I'm not suggesting people go out and, you know, find charlatans and, you know, people who are going to lead them down some crazy paths. But again, I think in the right scenario with some guidance and some feedback and seeing how different modalities either work or don't, I think it empowers the patient himself or herself to really feel as though they have some control of their health. And I think that's an important element. Many people are frustrated because they have a variety of conditions. And again, I'm talking about anything from fatigue and headache, or they can't sleep, or stomach problems, or diarrhea, or chest pains, or muscle aches. I mean, the list is long. And again, I think many people, because they've seen so many different providers over the years and medications and still don't feel any better, are not only frustrated that they're not better, but they're also frustrated that they've lost any control or sense that they can get better.
Right.
I think when people get a sense of hope that, that they themselves can take some, have some direction in their own destiny, and they're taking some steps to help themselves, that often can be very effective in people actually beginning to feel better.
Well, one of the things that, as you were talking, I was thinking of one of a client of ours is a nutritionist. And I thought, you know, that's probably a really good alternative way of at least addressing some of these things. When you mention the headaches or the fatigue or the stomach or the diarrhea, a nutritionist, does that make sense in terms of approaching taking control of your life?
It does. And again, there's a variety of different kinds of nutritional specialists and experts out there. Again, there's the sort of traditional nutritionist that kind of uses the pyramid paradigm. And then there's others who are a little less on the traditional and maybe more holistic in their approaches. And again, I think there's not one fix for all. And some people respond more so to one form of nutritional regimen than another. So again, a good example are people that have certain food allergies or insensitivities, and again, they have a lot of stomach issues revolving around their diet and their food. And sometimes the traditional nutritional people aren't necessarily going to solve that, but somebody, again, who has a little insight may actually make some suggestions in terms of a particular type of diet or certain types of foods that might have a pretty dramatic impact on how they feel.
Well, what I'm hearing, which is, I think, the most encouraging, that you as a physician are interested in helping people find their way back to good health, regardless if it's, you know, something that you prescribe or you give them permission to look elsewhere and encourage them. And to me, that is a little bit different than many times we experience with medical providers. And so it feels freeing, I guess, in some ways. And I hope that people feel that.
And I think that's important. I think, you know, again, in the past, I think we've kind of moved beyond sort of this traditional idea that the physician is the only source, you know, for medical care. Again, many things are not amenable necessarily to all the traditional methods. And I think more physicians are getting on board with that and understanding their own limitations. And again, not leaving patients sort of at a dead end with nothing more to do. I think, you know, again, that's very frustrating for the physician and the patient. And again, often we just need to sit down together and say, well, you know, what are our alternatives? And let's explore it together and let's see what works for you. It's a learning process for both of us. And again, many times going down that path is a really good experience for both the patient and the physician.
Well, what you've done, I think, is given people a lot of hope. Dr. Brian Adler at South Strand Internist. If you don't have a doctor, Dr. Brian Adler, Dr. Jay Vance, Vandergriff at Strand Urgent Care. And, of course, once again, we will have this as a podcast on both your site and our site. Dr. Adler, thank you so much. It is always a pleasure.
Thank you.
When I first started food